This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, KQAL's Mohammed El Roos talks with Minneapolis-based jam band Space Monster about their musical inspirations, journey to success, and words of wisdom for aspiring musicians. Stay tuned to the Live Feed as we bring you some of Space Monster's live performance at Broken World Records in Winona. This is Taylor Osmondson, and you're listening to the Live Feed on KQAL.
All right, my name is Roos. I'm here at Broken World Record with a Minneapolis-based band, Space Monster. Please go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I am John Miller. I play bass guitar with Space Monster.
I'm Chris Marty. I play guitar.
I'm John Hansen. I play drums and vocals.
My name's Wayne Sayers, and I play saxophone and do some vocals.
For how long have you guys been in the band?
John Miller, I've just recently joined. I've been in the group for about a year and a half to 2 years.
Chris Marty, I've been playing with Space Monster for about 9 or 10 years.
Yep, I'm John Hansen, and Chris Marty and I started the band about 10 years ago.
This is Wayne. I started in the band just before John Miller arrived.
Is any of your family musical?
As a matter of fact, no, none of my family are musical. I have a large family, especially on my mom's side, who had 6 brothers and sisters, so I have 23 cousins. And I do actually have a few cousins who can sing nicely, and they sing beautifully. But whatever musical talent I might have gotten is from my grandmother on my mom's side. So thanks, Grandma, and my mom, who got me a saxophone. So thanks, Mom.
I grew up with lots of choral music, lots of piano and singing and stuff like that. So as far as, you know, the psychedelic funk fusion goes, it's pretty different.
A little bit. My mom did violin. She was in college, so that's most of the music background was my mom get me into it.
Yeah, I grew up in the church my whole life, so my mom was always singing, and so I learned to read hymns. And then I was in choir in my high school career, and then also my brother and I learned how to play drums at the same time from the same teacher, so that was pretty fun.
What kind of music got you guys playing in the band?
If I had to say it, I'd say a psychedelic funk fusion, but it really is a vast range of genre, from sometimes being funk to sometimes being reggae to Latin, blues. I mean, it really just keeps on growing with us. We don't want to limit ourselves to any one genre. We want to get a little bit of everything.
Do you prefer any specific genre of music on any other genre regarding to listening to music?
I would say for me, I really like either funk or I don't know what kind of music you would call Radiohead, but I really like Radiohead. So, kind of transcendental funk music, down-tempo, very groovy.
I pretty much keep my bass growing eclectically, not trying to limit it. Sometimes I get down on country a little bit, not too much, though.
Yeah. You can't limit yourself to one type of genre, then you're just going to be limiting yourself as a musician.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to a live performance from Space Monster at Broken World Records in Winona. We now return to KQAL's Mohammed El Roos as he visits with members of the band about some of their greatest achievements as a group. You're listening to The Live Feed.
How often are you playing in concerts?
When I first joined the group, we were playing a lot. We had a monthly residency at the Whiskey Junction in Minneapolis, and we were branching out a lot. Come the new year, we really want to focus on having a few big events in Minneapolis and then branching out more outside of our home city and really just trying to spread the Space Monster music to more than just Minnesota and the Midwest and try and get as far out as we can.
When summer comes along, we usually play it once every 1 or 2 weeks, and it's spaced out pretty good because it's festival season, so we get to play a lot of different places and try and spread our music to those places.
How do you handle mistakes during the performance, if any happens?
We're a jam band, so it's nice that we can kind of just go with the flow. Take those curveballs and like to go down the rabbit hole with it sometimes and play with it instead of just like making a mistake into a bigger deal. I mean, really, it's just a new avenue we haven't looked at yet, in all honesty.
Yeah. I would say for me as a drummer, if I make a mistake, sometimes I'll just make that same mistake again 4 measures later, so it makes it sound like I meant to do it in the first place. But then also, a lot of times, if there's just like a slip up, everyone's like looking at me. It's like, yeah, I screwed up. Let's just keep going. I know I screwed up. You just got to roll with the punches is pretty much what it comes down to.
I would agree with what Marty said in the sense that it's not really a mistake. You're just kind of trying out a new avenue. You're trying out something new. And what people may say as a mistake could end up being, hey, let's do this every time,
yeah,
you know?
Something new.
And in fact, that is even almost sometimes a strategy that you can kind of go with to introduce melodic variation into your playing.
Which famous artists have inspired you the most, or have you learned from?
Our influences are just so all over. Some specifics, I mean, Victor Wooten and Les Claypool are big influences on the way that I play bass. Actually, what Wayne said earlier about only being a half step away is a Victor Wooten quote.
Thank you. I could not think of Victor Wooten's name, but John Miller has rescued me. Thank you, John Miller.
Yes, and growing up in the era of, you know, Victor Wooten and Les Claypool at the peak of their careers has really been an inspiring people to learn from.
For guitar, I really am a big fan of Jimmy Page, just like where he goes. A lot of Chili Peppers. I mean, Parliament, there's just a lot of fun funk stuff to play with. I mean, the thing about funk and guitar is it's kind of got a lead and a rhythm aspect to it, and you can just kind of throw things around, and I just kind of take a little bit of that from wherever I can get it.
Well, I guess as a drummer, John Bonham is one of my biggest influences. He's just an animal behind the drums, and drums are a really great way to get out a lot of energy and a good way to express yourself, and he's always done a really good job of that. But otherwise, I would say Tom York is a really great influence for me. Pink Floyd. Oh man, there's so many bands. Just down tempo, funky music. Music that captivates you. If you like it, go for it.
Just kind of give a shout out to local players that we get together with. I've met a lot of great saxophone players through doing this, and my own personal favorite sax player is probably Eddie Harris, who was a jazz player in through many eras of what jazz kind of developed into. But he did experimental things like playing through wah pedals, playing different like brass mouthpieces, say a trombone mouthpiece, through a saxophone. And so his experimental approach inspired me to plug in guitar effects into my signal while I'm playing saxophone so that I can use an octave pedal, a wah pedal, or a delay pedal and get a really kind of a more spacey guitar-like sound than it would just be a possible through the saxophone by itself.
Pretty cool. Does any of you teach music?
I used to give guitar lessons, and I know I play bass with Space Monster, but I've been playing guitar for some years. I play in a bluegrass group called Gin Strings, And I mean, it must have been about two and a half years I gave guitar lessons. It was a good experience. I don't teach anymore. You know, joining a few groups, you kind of don't have much time to give lessons anymore. But I did enjoy it while I did.
Actually, yesterday I actually gave my little sister one of her first piano lessons.
Wow.
Because that's the first instrument I learned how to play. So, yeah, yesterday we got together and we played for like an hour and I taught her some theory and she wanted to learn a John Mayer song, so we learned a John Mayer song and she picked that up really quick. So I think we're going to start doing that. And then I've given some drum lessons too, but nothing consistently, just kind of more giving advice to young players and teaching them the tricks that I've learned.
Yes, this is Wayne. I have given a handful of guitar lessons. In fact, I play guitar as well as saxophone, and I think it's really rewarding, and I think that when you have the influence of molding young minds, it's important to get them exposed to a lot of different music, see what they like, and point them in other directions then, based on that.
That's awesome. What do you think is the biggest achievement as a band?
Playing the perfect show. I have yet to play the perfect show, but playing the perfect show would be the ultimate achievement for me. It'd be great if it was at Red Rocks as well. The biggest achievement as a musician would be to be at Red Rocks and play the perfect show. No mistakes. And just influence other people. Just make people happy. That's the whole point of music.
What the biggest achievement is, definitely hands down, having people really enjoy your music, you know, looking out in the audience and seeing smiles and seeing people really enjoy your stuff. That's the reason we all do this. You know, it's definitely not about money. It's definitely about traveling and meeting people, and just the experiences you gain through that is, there's no amount of money that could ever top that feeling. As a musician, that I think that's the ultimate goal.
This is Wayne. One tangible thing that I'd like to point to that I feel is a great achievement that the band has come up with is our album Epic Ground Score that we released last year. We worked together at Green River Recording Studio in Maple Grove with the producer Ben, and he did a great job and kind of gave us a lot of artistic freedom to explore the songs, and I'm really happy with how that turned out, and I think all of us are.
Is it the only album you have, or do you have different albums?
It's the first album with this lineup. It is the second of Space Monsters' albums.
It's our sophomore release. Our first album was called Abduction, and we recorded that at McNally Smith like 3 years ago.
Are you working on an upcoming album?
We have 6 tracks written, and we're just kind of fine-tuning them right now and working on new songs to add so we can have another full album. But these tracks have been coming along really fast, which is fun because we just find a groove and then we find the music in there and then we just follow the song, and they're coming really fast and they're sounding really great, so we're really excited.
Hold the floor, the room.
situation, it falls on you.
You've been listening to The Live Feed, featuring the band Space Monster and their performance from Broken World Records. Now we hand it back to KQAL's Mohamed Al-Rous as he visits with the group on avoiding and overcoming mistakes while performing.
As a 10-year-old band, what advice would you give to beginners who are nervous starting a band or nervous being in this career in general?
If you're just starting out, the number one thing you can do is surround yourself with live music and go out and meet people, because it, as much as it is about playing your music and playing it well, it is also about the connections you gain through the music, which is endless. It's what helps you grow, playing shows with other groups, you know, joining in on festivals and things like that. Before you know it, you start picking up things that other musicians that you see do, and it kind of helps shape who you are as a musician, finding your inspiration. As much as you can get very good by, you know, sitting and practicing, you also have to really get out there and see live music to become a good musician.
When you start a band for people to grab onto, I mean, obviously, like, the music is one aspect, writing the lyrics is another, but you get into recording or promotion or anything. I mean, I feel like if you're going to start a band, you should find something else besides music around that band and be able to grab onto it. I mean, even it could be just as simple as, like, talk to people and be active. I mean, sometimes that's just really hard for people to do, and most of the time people don't even, they're not worried about it. Like, it's just, it's a thing on you, so it's nice to just be active, go out, find those people, and, you know, use that later. It doesn't always seem like there is something coming of it, but, you know, keep your head down and go at it, I guess.
I would say, as a young musician, confidence is key. No matter what you do, if you have confidence that you can do it, and you sit down and plug away at it, go for it. Because one of the best pieces of advice I've ever heard is one of my drum teachers told me, if you do something at the same tempo around 30 times in a row, that's when it turns into muscle memory. So even though you want to speed up and play that beat faster, if you take it slow 30 times in a row, then you can just speed it up and your body's already going to know what you're playing. So just take it slow and confidence.
My advice for young players is that you will find that in some cases you might get rejected in some avenues of playing. Some bands might not work out. Just keep going, because you're going to find the combination that will work for you personally, and it's going to be more rewarding than you'll ever know.
Do you guys have like a Facebook page or a website that people can follow you or find all of your music?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, Space Monster Band at Facebook, as well as all our music is now on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon. I mean, I think we got our bases covered on online. You should just be able to look up Space Monster Band, finding Epic Ground Score. It's got a sweet cover with a kitty cat. I mean, that would be the best way to find it, and that'll link you to the Facebook, which will have all our events. We have a website that we're working on, should be up soon, hopefully in time for summer.
Very cool. Would you like to add anything about the band?
Just come out and get funky with us. We're having a good time. Bring your friends. Let's all dance and have a good time.
Yeah, bring your funky moon boots and dance with us.
Yeah, this group is all about having fun. So, you know, you show up once and you can't wait for the next time. And it's the same for us. We play a show and we can't wait till the next show. It's just a real, real great time.
Yeah.
All right, we're all set. Again, my name is Roos, and I'm here at Broken World Records with
Space Monster, John Miller,
Chris Marty,
John Hansen,
Wayne Sayers. Thank you, Roos. Yep. I want to say so Roos, like that ELO song. You know? Don't bring me down. Roos. Thank you.
You can leave that part.
Thanks again to Space Monster for sharing with us on The Live Feed. More information on the band can be found on Facebook by searching Space Monster Band. Their music can also be found on Spotify and iTunes. I'm Taylor Osmondson, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed, hosted by KQAL's Mohammed El Roos.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.